parents are being arrested now all over the country for speaking up at school board meetings. There are four major issues that parents are now speaking up about. Number one, vaccine mandates. Number two, not in any particular order, by the way, mask mandates. Number three, critical race theory. And number four, the LGBTQ transgender agenda to have dudes dressed like chicks going into locker rooms and bathrooms and bathroom stalls with other females. These are the big issues. And then we're going to add another one, actually. There's a new one, and that is parents are now starting to go to their kids' libraries and schools and finding out that there's explicit sexual material they can read about a host of different things, including why you should be ashamed of being a white person, right, with critical race theory and all these other propaganda horrific books. So there's really five issues. What has happened because of these lockdowns is parents are now finally waking up to the reality that our schools are actually about indoctrinating your kids, not educating your kids. And now you are being treated like a terrorist. Now, I told you about the media and what they're doing and how quickly they are turning on you, okay? Parents now, you are the bad guys. Make no mistake about this. You are the bad guys. You are the spawn of Satan. You should be treated like a terrorist. I'm going to play for you our super cut of all the different channels coming after parents who are showing up to school board meetings actually having something to say about their kids' futures and how the media is now treating you like terrorists. Now, they're not actually saying you're beating school board members, attacking them, shooting them, killing them. No, no, no. They're just accusing you of being mean, so therefore they believe that's what you're going to do. Therefore, you should be treated like a terrorist. I want you to listen very closely to this montage, and I want you to listen to the accusations. They're not based in fact. They're based on BS. They're based on potential fear, future fear, not reality. Take a listen.
Violent looking, angry, spewing.
Violent looking, angry, spewing. Is that breaking a law that the FBI should investigate you, come to your house and arrest you like two different men were arrested in Round Rock, Texas, right outside of Austin? Is that a reason to arrest you 30 days after you spoke at a school board meeting? Because that just happened. I'm going to tell you that story in a moment. But let's go back to that very first thing that you just heard. They now want you to be investigated by the FBI's domestic terrorists because the way you look.
Violent looking.
Yes. Get the FBI involved. Investigate a parent that is violent looking. Did they commit a crime? Well, no. But they looked violent. So looking violent, that's perceived. I mean, I would argue that every day during my show, someone could say I look violent, right? Because I'm animated. I get frustrated. I'm angry. I'm upset about where this country is going. So I guess that can be perceived by some woke crazy person as being violent looking. So should the FBI raid my house now? That's what they want.
Violent looking, angry, spewing parents outside of these schools.
Parents outside these schools. You're a domestic terrorist now. Parents, you parents. You are now domestic terrorists. Now, think about this again. Because you have an opinion, because you have woken up, because you started to read, because you don't like being told what you can and can't do with your kids, you are now considered a domestic terrorist. That is reality. That is where we are. And this is happening all over the country. Do me a favor. I want you to Google, when you get a chance, parents arrested at school board meeting. And I want you to click on the news tab. And I want you to see what pops up. And this is just over the last week. Loudoun County father arrested at school board event. Says school tried to cover up his daughter's bathroom assault rape. Parents want answers after two alleged sexual assaults at Loudoun County schools. Boonville police. Man arrested at school board meeting after refusing to wear a mask or leave. There's another headline from you from just 15 hours ago. Cedarburg parent given disorderly conduct citation in Milwaukee. Yeah. Mask battle continues at school board meeting with multiple parents arrested. Another headline says, parent GOP accused DOG of threatening school protesters like domestic terrorists, saying, when are they going to stop? Lawrence superintendent school board addresses series of fights at high school by the students. Parent who was angry gets arrested. Mass madness at school board meeting. Another headline. Parent arrested for refusing to wear a mask. North Carolina to Florida. Protesters have disrupted school board meetings over masks. Critical race theory. There's a News Observer headline right there. School board group asks U.S. for help policing threats. Parents, they say they're getting too loud in meetings, canceling meetings. Court documents in Connecticut reveal new details about a teacher that covered up a sexual assault. Father arrested for being angry. Round Rock, Leander ISD parents meet to pursue legal action against school board members after they've been arrested for showing up. Another father arrested after becoming angry as new details come out in a teacher sex assault case. You notice the common denominator here, right? Over and over again, it looks like the same common denominator we're hearing. It's the parents that are getting arrested. Let me take you to a little town called Round Rock, Texas. This is a small little place in Texas. I've been there, vacationed there. Very quiet, quaint, God bless America kind of town. Not if you're a socialist on the school board. Two men have been arrested in connection to disruptive Round Rock ISD school board meeting. That's how the headline reads on the KXAN NBC News local website. Did you hear me? Two men arrested in connection to disrupt Round Rock ISD school board meeting. So if you come in and they believe you, quote, have disrupted them, they will come to your house and arrest you 30 days after the initial meeting. Not a joke. Because you're fighting back, folks. You're now a terrorist. And they will use the police to lock you up because school board members have all the power to indoctrinate your kids. You have no power. Listen to how the local news tells this story. It's disgusting. I would argue it's anti-American. It's anti-freedom.
Charges after a Round Rock Independent School District board meeting ended in chaos. Now, the topic of the meeting.
By the way, let's just stop real quick. The school board meeting, they say, ended in chaos. It ended in chaos because the school board members wouldn't listen and wouldn't let people speak. That's the part that people need to understand about the story that you're about to hear. They drug out a parent who was speaking at the microphone during his 2 minutes because they didn't like what he was saying during the 2 minutes. You get 2 minutes to speak, and the guy said things they didn't like, so they decided to shut him down, silence him, and drag him from the room. Do you think other parents are going to get quieter when you do that, or you think they're going to get louder? You think that's going to make the meeting go well when you drag a grown man from a room who has a child in your school district that is just trying to give you his opinion on what's happening? When you silence people, it usually doesn't end well. When you use the police to intimidate and to drag people from a room while they're just making their voices be heard, it usually doesn't end well. And see, what's happening is these school board members are now saying, if we can just accuse people of being disruptive, then we can cancel the school board meeting, and then we don't have to listen to the rest of you. They're doing this on purpose. They're not afraid, right? But there it is. They just say to you, hey, these two men arrested. These two men have been arrested in connection with disrupting this meeting, and now we're going to arrest them, so you better not do the same thing, because if you do, we'll come after you, and we'll arrest you too. I'm going to back up again to the very beginning. Now that you know a little bit more about this story, about these men that came out to make their voices heard about the mandates of the school board and the fact that they've now been arrested a month after this school board meeting. And then the school board members are able to shut down the meeting because of these men that they decide to escalate the situation. And then they blame it on them for them getting arrested because they came out to speak their minds. And the media, ho, ho, ho. They are public enemy number one, folks.
Round Rock Independent School District board meeting ended in chaos. Now, the topic of the meeting, masks. KXAN digital reporter Grace Reeder spoke to those two men after they were released from jail today.
Shame on you. Communists. Communists. Let the public in.
By the way, I love that they only show that part in the meeting. After he was taken away from the microphone, after they refuse to let him speak, the only thing they show is something that they think maybe will make him look bad, him yelling communist to the school board as two police officers are dragging him from the room, all because they didn't want to hear what this father had to say.
That man, Dustin Clark, and another, Jeremy Story, who was outside the main meeting room, were arrested Friday and charged.
Spent the night in the jail.
Charged with hindering proceedings by disorderly conduct.
Mr. Clark, you have to leave.
A spokesperson for Round Rock ISD says while this is still being investigated, the men were charged for issues at this week's meeting and previous meetings. She said there were concerns that their actions created a, quote, potentially threatening environment for students, staff, and community members present and hindered official proceedings.
By the way, I want you to really think about now how hard the left, who have gotten control of our school boards all over the country, are responding. I'm going to read this statement to you from the Round Rock. This is a little dinky town in Texas. Quote, the reason why we can arrest parents is because, quote, there were concerns over disruptive behavior that created a potential threatening environment for students. You put him in front of a microphone. You didn't like what he said. You shut his microphone off. Who escalated the situation? Did he talk over his amount of time, a lot of time? No. You guys escalated the situation, and then you told the police to haul him off before he was finished speaking with his allotted time. So you tell me who escalated the situation, these scumbags. In Round Rock, Texas. The idea that there were concerns over disruptive behavior. So if I don't say exactly what you want me to say, I'm now doing disruptive behavior. That's what you're telling me. That created a, quote, potentially threatening environment for the students. Staff and community members present and hindered official proceedings. Who hindered the official proceedings? You or did they? Because they were speaking in their allotted time. You then arrested them and put them in jail overnight because you didn't like what they were doing. You didn't like that what they were saying. You didn't like that they were standing up to you tyrants.
So we don't feel like we created any sort of animosity or environment.
After being released from...
By the way, where is there a law, true law, that says I can't be blunt or bold? Let's go back to freedom of speech here. If I want to go to a meeting and I want to look at an elected official and say, I think you suck at your job, should that put me in jail? Because based on what we're seeing now, the answer is yes. If I look at a school board member and I say, you are trying to indoctrinate my children instead of educating my children, should that get me locked up? Based on what we're seeing, the answer is yes. What happened to freedom of speech, folks? This is when you start pulling your kids out of school, by the way, when they start doing things like this, because without your kid, they have no money. Every child that gets pulled out of school hurts their bottom line. When you start, you know, taking your kids out and you start putting them in different schools or homeschooling them, it destroys their power because without your dollars attached to your child, they don't have any money. If I want to go into a school board meeting and I want to look at the elected officials on the school board and say, you guys aren't listening to us and we're going to vote you out of office, should that get me arrested? Based on what we're seeing now, that absolutely would get me arrested. If I looked at a school board member and I said, I think you're worthless. I think you're a commie. Does that get me arrested? Based on what we're seeing now, that would get me arrested. In the United States of America, we're supposed to have freedom of speech. Now, there's a difference between an opinion, and I do this for a living. Been doing this since I was 12 years old. There is a difference between my opinion and an actual threat. If I look at a school board member and say, I'm going to come to your house, I'm going to kick your AWS. Is that a threat? Yes. Should that get me in trouble? Absolutely. If I looked at a school board member and said, I hope somebody kills you, would that be a threat? Of course. Should I get in trouble for that? Yes. If I look at a school board member, I say, I think you're the worst school board member in the history of this country, and I think you're a scumbag. Should that get me arrested? The answer is no. But apparently now it does. Even in little towns like Round Rock, Texas.
In jail Saturday morning, KXAN caught up with Story and Clark. They feel they're being targeted for speaking out against what they believe was a violation of the Open Meetings Act.
There was no reason to not have more chairs.
Attendees and even a few board members.
And by the way, you just heard him mention that they believe that this Open Meetings Act was violated because they didn't have enough chairs for the public. And this is what the school boards are doing right now to you, the parents. They're now taking away your chairs. They're using these ridiculous social distancing rules, and they're having, instead of hundreds of chairs, like 18 chairs. They're putting parents out in the hallways so that you can't clap in large numbers, that you can't unite in large numbers, that you can't support one another in large numbers. And so the point they were making was this is a violation of the Open Meetings Act. There's not enough, there is not enough chairs in here for this to even constitute an open meeting. And they're right. They're absolutely right. Just so you know, they're right. Okay. This what they are doing, and they are doing everything they can to silence you folks. They are going to use things like take away the chairs, put you 6 feet apart, make you wait in the hallway, not allow for many of you to congregate and gather and to clap. And then if you say something they don't want you to say, they will then say, well, I felt threatened. You know what? Because you feel threatened doesn't mean you're actually threatened. Okay. If I tell you, I think you're a worthless politician, that doesn't mean that I threatened you. And if you felt like that was threatening to you, I don't care. Welcome to freedom of speech. Now, if I say anybody on this committee that is here up there today is a worthless politician, I'm going to kick your ass, right? If I said that would be threatening somebody. There's a big difference. But the police, by the way, in the school boards and in these counties, they're doing this too, which shame on them for taking this man out. He didn't threaten anybody. And taking away the parents' chairs, do you think that's going to escalate the situation to these scumbag school board members? Seriously. If you can't take the heat, by the way, then get off the stage, folks. Get out of office, folks. Okay? Get off the stage. If you can't take criticism, get off the stage. And if you try to silence parents by taking away their chairs, which is what they did in Round Rock, what did you think was going to happen? You think they were going to give you a big hug, the parents? When you didn't have nowhere to sit and they couldn't get in the room because of your social distancing crap?
Members believed more people should have had access to the main meeting room to participate in the discussion about whether the mask mandate would be extended.
Okay, point of order, guys. Guys, please stop.
The school district says they had it that way because of COVID-19. Regardless, two men are now lawyering up and say their arrests were an abuse of power.
I know that educators work hard and they're so sacrificial. And so much that they do, and so we're not angry. We feel our civil rights have been violated.
Grace Reader, KXAN.
By the way, they have these two men being arrested for something like this being held for 24 hours is absurd. The two men were arrested late evening on Friday, held in the county jail overnight, released the next day 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. That is nothing but intimidation. The arrests come after that Round Rock ISD board meeting on whether the district will extend their mask mandate. Regardless, of Governor Greg Abbott's executive order was cut short and pushed to Wednesday of next week. Why was it cut short? Because they said, well, after the meeting went off the rails, because they antagonized the parents, they took away the seats, they cut people's microphones off, they said, we can't handle this, we're going to cut it short. You don't allow a reasonable number of people into the main chamber to participate in the meeting, and you think parents are just going to sit there and say, okay? And then when they bring it up, you say there was no reason to have more chairs where there's a hell of a lot of parents outside in the hallway. They said, well, we had an overflow room set up, right? Providing attendees with equal access to the meeting. No, if I come to your damn meeting, I want to be in the room where you're meeting. I don't want to be in another room, okay? That's not how this works. You guys work for us. These politicians are supposed to work for us. They're elected by us. You don't get to stick me in a virtual stream in another room or online outside because you don't want to hear what I have to say. And when you don't like what I say, you get me arrested? Fight back and lawyer up and show up. And there's a very good chance they're going to try to arrest you. Parents, you need to understand that when you do show up, they're going to do everything they can to try to destroy you. That's happening all over the country. If there's any trend, just go look on Google. Boonville police, man arrested at school board meeting after refusing to wear a mask or leave. There was an inauspicious start to the Warrick County School Board meeting Tuesday night. Authorities said a 38-year-old man, Kyle Snyder, was arrested and charged with felony trespassing. Yeah, we're going to make you a felon. During the meeting after refusing to wear a mask and then refusing to leave. Warrick County School Board Corporation Superintendent says they ask anyone to wear a mask when they enter the school property, adding the kids, staff, and parents have followed the rule since it was put in place. So if you don't follow that rule, we'll make you a felon. Just another example of how they're going to treat you. That's what they're going to do, folks. Time and time again. Two arrested at a Virginia school board meeting on critical race theory and transgender policy. Another headline. Two people arrested following a local school board meeting in Virginia that turned unruly. See, they now use words like unruly to say you're in the wrong. with officials shutting down the public comment period because that's what they were hoping for during a heated debate about critical race theory and policy on transgender students. Police in Loudoun County said one person was accused of trespassing and issued a summons after refusing to leave the school board property, and another was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest on Tuesday. School officials ended the public comment after concerned parents yelled over speakers and protesters disrupted the proceedings. See, you don't play by their rules, right? And then they just shut it all down because they don't want to listen to you. They don't have to because they're in charge. And remember, you're not. Let's move to another. Two arrested at a Brevard school board extends mask mandate. Students will be allowed to remove masks in classrooms if social distancing can be maintained. This out of Florida. A man and another woman arrested Tuesday before board members of the County Public School District. The district's policy on face coverings. The school board members voted to extend the mask mandate for students through October the 29th. Students will be allowed to remove their masks in the classroom if social distancing can be maintained of 6 feet, even though the new regulation is actually 3 feet. But whatever, we'll deal with that later. The school district mask exemption will go into effect on September the 29th. The district said students can opt out of wearing masks with a documented medical condition only. Devin Carter, whose child goes to the Apollo Elementary School, said masks are a good idea. Let's throw that parent on TV because that's the good parent, right? If it's going to keep our kids safe, I don't see what the big deal is, that parent said, just putting the mask on. Another parent said masks should be required to keep kids safe as well. Let's put all the good parents out there, the ones we like. In my opinion, I think all the kids should wear a mask for the kids' safety, another parent said to the local media. Prior to the meeting, however, Nicholas Carrington and Janice Chris, not related, 46, were arrested and charged with trespassing. Carrington faces charges of resisting an officer, trespassing, or failing to leave upon order, and disorderly intoxication. Chris faced charges of trespassing and refusing to leave and interfering with a school function. So now you're going to be felons for that, folks. This is what happens when you believe in your rights, Carrington said, as she was being escorted away from the county by the county deputies. Carrington and Chris said they signed up to talk during the public section of the meeting. Chris said she was not allowed into the meeting because she would not wear a mask. I look forward to these deputies being reprimanded by the government. During the meeting, several parents spoke out on both sides of the issue. But remember, you don't play by their rules or you talk too loud, they'll just have you arrested. Oh, and if you remember the other dad that was arrested this week, remember that dad? You had a rape victim's dad that has now ripped the Attorney General Garland for domestic terrorism suggestion. He went on TV to talk about how disgusting it is what he is seeing right now. This Virginia dad who says his daughter was raped in the school, in the girl's bathroom, was hauled out of the school board meeting because he said what they didn't want to hear. That's it. He said what they didn't want to hear. That's it. His child was raped by a dude wearing a skirt, just so you know. And charged with those crimes. And then the liberals didn't like what he was saying, so they decided to get him arrested. Now, I go back to what I said earlier. If you think the media isn't in on this, you are not paying attention. I will remind you of how the media is treating you as a parent right now in this country if you show up to a school board meeting.
Violent looking, angry, spewing parents outside of these schools.
Individuals intent on creating chaos for the sake of creating chaos.
These actions could be the equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism.
This becomes a security crisis, in a sense, for the nation.
This may also mobilize even more law enforcement to be at these meetings.
It is dangerous to our children when the parents themselves are the school bullies.
I think one of the worst things is the actions at the board meetings. The calling of names, tyrant, Marxist, communist.
We've never seen anything like we're seeing at these school boards now. What on earth has happened in this country?
Sometimes they're not even talking. They are yelling and creating chaos.
Things have become so scary at these meetings.
I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
New laws may be necessary.
There's always the possibility that people will face criminal prosecution for this kind of conduct.
The FBI and federal law enforcement is tailor-made for that kind of national level coordination with state and local police.
The Attorney General has put out a letter they will take actions they take.
What does it mean that something that is generally boring and neutral, like a school board meeting, has become a locus for violence?
So you look at the rage.
Again, I go back to the locus for violence point here. I can only listen to so much of this crap before I have to comment. I mean, a locus of violence. Again, where's the violence? The only violence we're seeing right now is against the parents by the school boards. The only violence we're seeing is police throwing parents to the ground because the parents are being blunt and speaking. That's the only violence we're seeing, folks. The only violence that you're witnessing right now is violence against concerned parents whose microphones are being shut down and shut off. But it's a locus of violence. The violence is against the people being arrested, not against the school board members.
The anger, you think? What is this doing to the children in those homes and their mental health?
We have a board of ed working with the local school boards to determine the curriculum for our schools. You don't want parents coming in every different school jurisdiction.
And they
want
to.
We don't want parents coming in every different school district and having an opinion, right? That's Terry McAuliffe, guy running for governor in Virginia right now. Put parents' opinions on what their kids are taught? Come on. Let's get real here. Let's dial back the crazy. Let's be honest here about what really is happening. Okay, let's just slow down a little bit. We don't want parents coming in telling us what we're going to say or what we're going to do or how we're going to educate our children. Come on. He literally laughed at you for that, like laughed at the idea that you as a parent should have a say-so.
To shut down our schools and, you know, move kids over to charter schools and private schools without the oversight of the state. And that's wrong.
That's wrong. It's wrong that you're taking your kids out of schools. If there's anything you need to be learning from all of this today, it's this. If you pull your kids out of these schools, they lose all their power. They lose all their funding. Round Rock, I'll go back there. They've had more kids drop out of the Round Rock school districts in the last couple months than they have, I think they said, in the last decade combined. You want to know why? Because the parents are witnessing the psychotic, dictator, tyrant mentality of their school board and realizing they're not educating your children anymore. They're indoctrinating children. They're indoctrinating your children. That is what they are doing. They will call you the Taliban and they will arrest you. They will silence you. They will put you in jail and they will give you a mugshot. You better not show up. You better not show up, folks. You better not raise your voice. Doesn't matter what it is. Little side note here, just going to give you a quick headline. Updated sex ed guidance will spoon feed K through 12 children explicit sexual images, gender identity, and abortion. A new report has come out. The National Sex Education Standards updated their 2020 guidance is featuring what many parents may be considering totally inappropriate material. The new standards, according to the report, were conceived by the Future of Sex Education Initiative, a partnership between advocates for youth, Answer, and Sex Ed for Social Change that seek to create a national dialogue about the future of sex education to promote the institutionalization of quality sex education in public schools. That's what they claim. According to the new report, the sex education blueprint is steeped in extremism, sexual ethics, that's their words, not mine, and are, quote, designed to destroy children's innocence as well as undermine their Christian faith. The CDC, in a 2016 report, noted that approximately 40% of school districts across the country adopted the National Sex Education Standards in the 2011 edition, a much less extreme version of its 2020 successor. The 2020 standards unequivocally endorse abortion at any time, teach a topic starting in sixth grade of abortion, and even force teachers to provide information on local abortion clinics to students in the ninth grade. The standards also insist that children must be allowed to choose their own gender and false pronouns must, quote, be respected by the adults in their lives, including the school system. According to the new standards, children as young as kindergarten age should learn about gender identity, while third grade students should learn about the role of hormone blockers for transgendered youth. Teachers should also be equipped and required to explain masturbation to students as young as just 8 years old. Explain masturbation, how to do it. It gets worse from there. Bell noted that sixth graders, who are often 11 and 12 years old, must define oral, anal, and vaginal sex, as well as the benefits of withdrawing one's, I'm quoting, penis before ejaculation during intercourse. Your kid has to define that on a test in sixth grade in our public schools with the new guidelines. Sixth graders, the group said, should also learn that people ought not assume that people with a penis are boys and people with a vagina are girls, and that they should never assume another person's sexual orientation. Students of this age group, according to the guidance, should also attend LGBTQ rallies and challenge themselves and others on ways to combat homophobia. Sixth graders would also engage in a card game in which cards ask whether various sex acts, I'm quoting, this is what your kids will be taught in schools, oral sex, mouth on genitals, anal sex, penis to anus, are considered abstinence. For seventh graders, anything, I'm quoting, this is in your public school, so if you're offended by what I'm writing right now, do not be offended by this, because I'm just reading what they're teaching your kids in the new guidance in the public schools. For seventh graders, anything but sperm, quote unquote, in vagina would constitute abstinence, the guidance added, and teachers would demonstrate how to put on a condom. A lesson for eighth graders, the guidance added, would encourage anal and oral sex over vaginal sex in order to avoid pregnancy. These are the new standards according to the organization. They were written with a trauma-informed lens, have been infused, quote, with principles of reproductive justice, racial justice, social justice, and equity, address social determinants of health and how these can lead to inequitable health outcomes, and take an intersectional approach. This edition uses less cis and hetero informative language and reflects on broader range of relationships and identities. This is in your public schools, and if you're offended by what I just said to you, then you should probably go to your next school board meeting and say, no, not in my kid's classroom. If you're offended by what I just read, that's what they're teaching your sixth grader. You're welcome for telling you. I hope every one of you will hit the share button right now and share this with your family and your friends. Please share this information. I'll see you back here tomorrow.